60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. But first, Pride and Prejudice. The Great Gatsby. Mm. William Shakespeare's Star Wars.
That's okay. It's fine.
Those are some excellent books out there that keep readers motivated and captivated for days. But if you ask me, none are more exciting than the heart-pounding action in the English dictionary.
What?
Whoa.
Wait.
Yeah.
You're reading the dictionary now, huh?
I've been reading it every night for the past month. Yay. I just got to the chapter on the letter K. It's getting really good. Please don't tell me what happens because hate spoiler alerts.
Yeah.
But I've got really good news for all the dictionary fans out there because Merriam-Webster just announced a bunch of new words that they added to the dictionary, which basically legitimizes them for better or for worse.
Cool. Oh, I always like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so before we get into the shock collar question, let's go over some of those words. Some of the words that made the cut pregame.
Yes.
I can't believe that wasn't, wait, hyphenated or not hyphenated?
Not hyphenated.
Oh, wow.
And it means to begin drinking alcohol before an event or activity, such as a party or a night out.
Mm. Yeah.
It's official.
Dope.
Weak sauce has been added to the dictionary.
Obnoxious to me. Don't use that. Don't use that or awesome sauce.
Awesome
either
sauces
one.
Are cool.
No,
well, I think any thoth is pretty awesome. So all thoths are awesome. Even weak thoth is awesome. If you add thoth to a word, it just makes it so much better. Yowza has
Yowzer?
Been added to the dictionary
really?
Too. Yeah.
Who is using that? Like Fred Flintstone? Yowza.
I have not heard anybody in real life ever exclaim yowza, but
oh my God.
It's in the dictionary now.
I feel like one of us should start using it more often.
How do you even work it in? Like,
well, tell
yowza,
me something
I don't
exciting.
Know.
Yeah.
Flawless.
word salad, also been added to the dictionary, means a string of empty, incoherent, unintelligible words or comments. For example, picture frame chocolate, rambling UFO, solar flames, hear, fuse, bark, staple gun.
Okay. Stop using word salad. No, not using. What is it? That sounded like word salad. Is that better?
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's
better. So if you listen to the show, there's a lot of word salad all the time. Because I'm bad at speaking.
Huh.
And sriracha.
What?
Oh, yay!
That's like a brand, though.
I like it.
Yeah. Apparently, it's not just a brand anymore. It's an actual word. A pungent sauce that is made from hot peppers pureed with usually garlic, sugar, salt, and vinegar, and that is typically used as a condiment. Sriracha.
Ooh, I like it.
Okay,
so
thank
there you,
you
go. Those are the words that have been added to the dictionary. Make sure you use yowza at least 15 times today. In a sentence.
I think that whole talk was just weak sauce.
All right, let's get to the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke is drawing a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
Myself.
Oh!
Yeah. Yowza!
Yowza! Wait, is it? Can I use it in an angry way?
I think
you can. Yeah.
Or is it only happy?
It still confuses
okay.
me.
I think you can use it however you want.
Yowza!
And I think it's weak sauce that you got that. But Brooke's got the shock collar while she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
The United States Patent Office lets you trademark all sorts of things like product names, logos, taglines, colors, shapes, but did you know you can also trademark smells? For example, Verizon trademarked their flowery musk scent that gets pumped through all their stores.
Ew, gross.
A Japanese pharmaceutical company owns the trademark to the minty smell of pain relief patches. And earlier this year, the company Hasbro filed to trademark the scent of one of their most popular toys ever. It has a very unique smell, and currently no other toy in the world has a patent on its smell. What toy are they trying to trademark
Whoa.
The smell of?
Does Hasbro own Play-Doh?
Ooh,
I don't
that's
know.
A good instinct, though.
Because that's my first. I'm just trying to think. So I obviously have children, and in their room, Play-Doh is a very strong smell.
Uh-huh. That's a good one, yeah. What?
Or what about strawberry shortcake? I mean,
that was
she
my
smells
first thought.
Strawberry shortcake, yeah. Because she used to have those figurines, I don't know if she still does, that actually smelled like
it's
blueberry pie and strawberry.
Only smelling the entire world, so what else?
But what else is another distinct toy that has like a really distinct, like Silly Putty or...
We have that
Woody from Toy Story. His back smells weird. I don't know how I know that. I'm just throwing
just,
it out there.
Just the back too, huh? Okay.
Yeah, it's a weird. It's an odd smell.
Yowzer.
What was that stuff that like that sticky, slimy gack?
Oh, like gack.
You know, like yeah. It had a weird smell to
it. Are they still even selling gack?
Are they still a slime now, or?
Oh, what about those scented markers?
That's a good idea, but. You can only trademark one smell.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They're all different ones. Same with strawberry shortcake. Like, that'd be all different scents.
I don't know. I think Play-Doh. That is definitely distinct, and everyone's.
I just don't think it's owned by Hasbro, but all right.
Don't they own everything?
Sure. I'll go Play-Doh.
In March 2017, the toy company Hasbro made history when it filed a request to trademark the scent of one of their most popular toys. Hasbro describes the smell of this toy as, quote, a unique scent formed through the combination of a sweet, slightly musky, vanilla-like fragrance with slight overtones of cherry and the natural smell of a salted, wheat-based dough. And if it goes through, they will have trademarked the smell of the famous toy we all know and love called Play-Doh.
Yeah!
You got it.
Oh, Brooke got it!
All right, that means Jeff gets shocked. So
victory!
Shot caller over to Jeffrey. And somebody texted in at 78592 and wanted to hear the Meatballs song, so we printed out the lyrics for that. And Jeff, you can sing that before you get shocked whenever you're ready.
On top of spaghetti, all covered with cheese, I lost my poor meatball when somebody sneezed.
No.
I mean,
yowza. Before we print out the list, I didn't know what the meatball song was, and you did that really well, Jeff. I liked it a lot.
Loved it.
You just said some word salad there, Jubal. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know you sing your song of the week. You work really hard on that, but I like that more than any song you've ever done.
Moving 92.5 presents...